Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We all know making a video game is a long process, and along the way ideas and settings may change. So of course, sometimes enemies get cut from the game and end up languishing in the dark recesses of the code. But you know what? Maybe they should stay there, because quite frankly, some of these cut content enemies, well, they're utterly terrifying. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that cut truly terrifying enemies. Number 8, The Hookman, Resident Evil 4. Among Resident Evil fans, the Hookman is the stuff of legends, and for good reason, as if this enemy had made it into the outstanding Resident Evil 4, then not only would the game have been completely different, but quite possibly become even more terrifying. Originally shown at a demo presentation at the E3 2003 event, the Hookman, who was technically unnamed and thus led to fans coming up with this moniker, was shown stalking Leon through some pretty moody-looking hallways. But what made this enemy so immediately intriguing was that nearly all of Leon's shots seemed to deflect off of this menace, and it also appeared to possess the ability to travel between picture frames that lined the area. These two mechanics, namely an unstoppable foe and one with the ability to appear at the worst possible time, could have made for a truly imposing presence. However, thanks to the entire game being reshaped and the design team focusing on mutations over spiritual apparitions, the Hookman couldn't find a place in the new continuity, and so was scrapped. Probably for the best, though, considering how much sleep this character already robs Resident Evil fans of. Number 7, The Flood Juggernaut, Halo 2. We all remember that moment, that trouser-browning moment in which the air escaped our lungs at such a volume and intensity it was like all of the world's screams had been condensed into one being. That moment when Halo players were introduced to the Flood. Nobody saw this twist coming. I mean, after all, the game had been marketed heavily as a sci-fi shooter focusing on the war between humanity and the Covenant, making the appearance of a third faction midway through the title a genuine shock. Making matters worse was the fact that the design and the end goal of the Flood was truly grim, namely that it wanted to infest all of known life in the galaxy. And the Flood came in all shapes and sizes, from bloated figures that exploded when downed to tiny parasites that charged you en masse. But hidden in the game's files of Halo 2 sits another even more horrifying version called the Flood Juggernaut. This hulking creature was nearly twice the size of Master Chief and could one-shot the player with its huge spiked tentacles, meaning that it would have been an utter fear factory to confront. Due to time constraints, the Juggernaut was eventually cut, and I think we can all count our lucky stars that we didn't have to come toe to tentacle with this monster. Number 6, The Fast Zombie, Half-Life Alyx. I think it's safe to say that when it came to ticking the horror box of the incredible VR experience that was Half-Life Alyx, that said box was filled by the devs hammering a piece of metal into it because it was well and truly nailed. Oh yes, I bet you love that line. The tension here is piano wire taut, even at the slowest of times, making for a game that feels like an unrelenting heart attack that you've willingly paid for. In places, it's a horror fan's wet dream, as shuffling zombies moan and groan at you from the dark, and headcrabs leap at you left, right. right and center. However, it turns out that during development, another mainstay of the series was actually cut because, according to the devs, it made the experience too terrifying to play. That's right, it was an enemy so frightening that it was cut from the game to protect the player. And the enemy in question was the Fast Zombie, a human who has been assimilated by a fast headcrab and gains the beast's lithe and agile moveset. In a VR game, it's easy to see why an enemy that charges you then leaps from wall to wall would be more than the player could handle, yet the thought of it in motion, oh, that truly would have been something spectacular. Number 5. Mutated Chickens – Silent Hill. The Silent Hill franchise isn't exactly one that's lacking horrific creatures ready to set up shop in your mind, but even this glorious focus on psychological horror isn't exempt from having to make cuts here and there from time to time. That being said, I think of all the enemies on this list, the mutated chickens that were planned for the original game were easily the strangest and most intriguing to me during my research. After all, I said to myself, how scary can a chicken in a video game actually be? And then I saw the renders. Ye gods, I did not want to see something like that. Elongated, emaciated, and oozing with otherworldly terror, the mutated chicken is truly the stuff of nightmares. And worst of all, it's actually just part of a selection of horrible animals given the Silent Hill treatment that were eventually cut from the game. Frogs, manta rays, even a bloody ostrich were planned for the game, but were cut at some point in time. With each looking horrendous and moving in janky, inorganic ways, they truly would have added a slice of surreal fear to the mix. Then again, Silent Hill was already so full of this that it's likely why this menagerie of monsters was left on the cutting room floor. Number 4. Little Slug of the Eclipse – Dark Souls 3. With a name like Little Slug of the Eclipse, you might fool yourself into thinking that this cut enemy might actually be slightly adorable, just a wee little gooey lad that loves the moon or something like that, right? Well, I hate to break that image into a million pieces, but this cut enemy comes from Dark Souls, a franchise which, lest we not forget, tries to murder you at any given opportunity. Therefore, the Little Slug of the Eclipse is an utter horror show, possessing a fat, slippery body that seems unassuming enough until you get too close, that is, and a million hands burst forth from its mouth. Oh good, that is actually so terrifying that my soul has gone on vacation to calm down. Now, Dark Souls 3 isn't actually hurting for weird and horrific enemies, so it's hard to say if this inclusion would have helped sell the horror of this title, but one thing is for sure, that if I see this slug in any future titles, then I'm bringing a truckload of salt with me. Number 3. Abominations – Fallout 3. When you set your franchise in the irradiated remains of what was once the United States and then soak some areas with enough glowing green goo that even the slime from Dragon's Quest was like, that is a bit too goopy for me, son, then of course you're going to end up with an utterly horrific cavalcade of creatures. In this department, Fallout does not shy away from showcasing utter terrors to the player, with enough grim detail that it will definitely turn your stomach. Yet at one point in Fallout 3's development, there were some even more disgusting enemies in the mix, known simply as abominations. Quite fittingly, these enemies were amalgamations of other creatures, all possessing horrifying mutations that led to them being covered in eyes, growing extra limbs, and as you'd expect, not being happy about their current lot in life. Of note, one of the abominations looks to be like a dog that is constantly throwing up. Brilliant, that's an image that we all needed to see, right? A vomit grommet. Number 2. The Flytrap – Dead Space 2. Now, to be honest, when playing through the waking nightmare that is the Dead Space games, you might actually frequently wish for less horrific enemies in the game, seeing as each and every one of them wants to turn your insides into outsides in very painful ways. Therefore, we should probably thank the devs of Dead Space 2 for the fact that they chose not to include a supremely disgusting enemy known as the Flytrap. This necromorph appears, on the surface at least, to be a normal-looking variant of the vicious breed. And by normal, I mean that it's horribly mutated, gangly, and has a face that only a creepy Victorian doll collector could love, but there are a few terrifying differences. For a start, the bloody thing is clinging onto the ceiling, and secondly, its stomach was meant to burst open and attack you like a giant tentacle if you got too close. It sounds grim for sure, and while other enemies would go on to fill this ceiling-hugging slot, the original description of the Flytrap suggested it was able to scuttle around the walls and use sounds and lights in order to lure the player in, making for a truly horrible encounter indeed. And number 1. The Adam Anomaly – Bioshock. So after working at What Culture for many years and thinking that we had our own Adam Anomaly, seeing as we seem to hire so many people with that name, Bioshock came along and reminded us that we hadn't seen anything yet. Now, while Rapture is chock full of over-the-top and thoroughly insane enemies, it seemed that if the team had more time on the project, that even those few dark and damp recesses would have been filled with absolute horror, as the Adam Anomaly proves. This being appeared to be the remains of a Big Daddy corpse, what with the helmet in the middle of it, and was so riddled with the titular slug juice that it's now pouring out from the host in arcs of wild electricity, drawing in new objects to form a new body comprised of junk. There's something truly horrifying about seeing a dead body at the center of a mass of electrical goods, and it's made even eerier when you spy that single, unblinking eye at the top. Well, that and it also seems to be wielding a bloody rivet gun. We've enough things to worry about down here aside from the furniture coming to life, so in many ways, we're kind of glad this was cut.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.